Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show.
All right, let me run this by you guys, because I thought this was kind of a silly debate that I heard the other day. But maybe, Abby, give me a little bit of insight here. So there's a podcast called The Relatables, right? And it's two dudes that are sitting around talking about relationships and cutting it up and stuff like that. And one of the dudes said that his girlfriend was out on the town, I guess with a bunch of other girls, while he wasn't there. And she's out doing her thing and partying and everything. And when she comes home that night, she's got a hoodie on from another dude. Okay, she was cold. Her boyfriend wasn't around. So somebody on the street that she barely even knows offers her his hoodie. She takes it, says thank you. I don't know if they exchange phone numbers so he can get it back, but that's what I'm assuming or whatever.
Hoodies ain't cheap.
Hoodies ain't cheap.
That's a fact.
Over $100 right there, which is a good point. It's one of the dudes made that point also. So she walks back in the house and she's got this on. He's like, where'd you get that? And she's like, oh, some dude, I was cold last night and he let me borrow it because, you know, warm me up. And he's like, oh, no. No. So they started to have this debate. Is it cheating? Is it disrespectful? Or is it simply a dude trying to help a girl out that was cold that night?
So if you're sitting here feeling like, well, she was cold. What is she supposed to do? Come home without the hoodie on? Like, that's not disrespectful. Think about if your man came home from a night out on the town with a woman's scrunchie on his wrist that wasn't yours. To me, that's the only somewhat equivalent.
Because he had a cold wrist?
I don't know. Maybe he has like a man bun. Maybe he's got like a woman's scrunchie in his hair. There's not a lot of male-female equivalents when it comes to this kind of stuff.
But he was eating tacos and his hair was getting in his face, so he needed to pull it back.
Ah, okay. So yeah, offered it up.
Here. Yes, yes.
But this is the closest comparison I can come to. You would feel so icky about it. And I get it's a little bit different because you don't necessarily need a scrunchie. You could argue that if depending on how cold it is, she might need the jacket. But if I was out at a bar and someone gave me their hoodie, I'm giving it back to them before I leave the bar.
Absolutely.
To me, it's very, I mean, it could be completely innocent. I think it's something that you could get over. It's something you could get past. But to me, this is very, very icky.
Really disrespectful.
I would consider it disrespectful unless it is snowing outside out of nowhere and you didn't know the weather was going to be like that.
Yeah, the issue here isn't the loaning of the hoodie wherever you are. Like Abby said, you need to give that hoodie back before you leave because now you have to reach back out to said person
Bingo.
Who you met at the bar, and there's going to be a second interaction because of the hoodie.
It's a really good play on his part.
Totally.
To get in and get the phone number, or maybe they exchange Insta or TikTok or whatever. It's a really good strategy.
I might be alone in this, but I literally wouldn't care. And I have come home wearing other men's hoodies before, but they're all friends. They're all friends who my husband knows, but I guess my theory is like...
Not a friend, though. Say it's a stranger, but a guy you met in a bar.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to touch their hoodie, honestly. I'd be like, ew, get away. But my thing is... If your partner's going to cheat, a hoodie at a bar isn't going to be the thing that makes them cheat. So just let them have another contact. Like literally, if they leave you and they cheat on you, you are not the one for them. And do you really want to fight for somebody and put all these rules and insecurities in place to keep somebody who doesn't want to respect you in the first place?
One of these dudes said he would kick her out of the house if she came in with somebody else's hoodie. As soon as she explained it, he'd say, get out.
I don't know that I would kick her out, but I'd probably leave myself. I would feel that disrespected. I remember getting in trouble for this being on the other side of it because I let my girl at the time, her cousin was cold. And it was at one of my like after parties at a show. And I had on like this sweater jacket thing. And she was like, I'm freezing. And I'm thinking like, this is my girl's cousin. Like, this can't be a big deal. So I just gave it to her. I didn't think anything of it. She was steaming. She was so upset that I did that. And I didn't understand it. But now that I'm looking at it from the other way around, if it were my cousin, I wouldn't have cared. But a stranger, and you came home with it, like you could have taken it off before you got home. Uh-huh. It would make me start to think in my head, were you trying to make sure that y'all contacted each other again?
Yep.
Did you not even think about how this would make me feel? That would be enough disrespect for me to have to walk away.
I guess because I hold women to a higher standard when it comes to these kind of things.
You shouldn't.
That I almost think that she should have seen through that ploy.
Yeah.
Like, I almost put, yeah, it just seems like women would see through that, where dudes would be innocent enough to go, oh, I didn't even realize it was disrespectful.
Unless, I mean, and we're making a lot of assumptions, and there's all different kinds of scenarios. Unless she was just freezing her butt off, and she asked him to borrow his hoodie rather than him offering up to her, making it a play.
Nah, call me. I'll pull up with a hoodie for you. a seat warmer, whatever else you need.
Yeah,
listen,
I'll pull up.
I kind of feel like the dude should return the hoodie to the dude and not the woman returning the hoodie to the dude.
That is ridiculous.
I love it.
Chivalry is giving someone your jacket when they're cold, and then you can be an adult and women and men can just interact. Thank you for your hoodie for keeping me warm. Have a nice day.
I slid my number in there.
You know the boyfriend put his cologne on and everything. Gave it right back.
Now she smell like him.
The Burt Show.
Alright, we are about to start texting for Kennedy to her fairly new boyfriend who she feels like would be a great replacement for her baby daddy to take her daughter to a father-daughter dance because Pops is nowhere in the scene. Do I have that right?
Yes, you totally have that right.
All right, Kennedy, explain to us how we got here and what the ask is and why we're doing it and you're just not saying it to him face to face.
So basically, I'm a single mom of an 8-year-old little girl who is adorable. Her dad is not in her life. He has never been in her life. So basically, every year, her friends go to this daddy-daughter dance. Mm-hmm. It's around Valentine's Day. And since she doesn't have a dad, and her grandfather and uncles do not live local, so she's never gone, right? And it's always made her so sad. Like, it's such a sad time of year when this dance comes around. And last year, I told her that there was no reason that I couldn't take her, you know, because I play the role of mom and dad in her life. But she did not want to do that. She was like, I would rather not go. I don't want you to come. So about 4 months ago, I started dating a guy, and I introduced him to my daughter just 2 months ago, and she really, really likes him. Like, he's a great guy. I feel like he likes her a lot, and she just recently asked me if he could take her to that dance this year, and I'm not sure how he would feel about it, and I don't want to freak him out because we've only been dating for, you know, 4 months. However, I know it would make her so happy, and I'm just nervous, and I would love for you guys to help me to ask him.
Okay, first of all, I hate your ex because he's not in the picture at all. I hate him. Secondly, yeah. Cassie, I saw you. Cassie had the roll of the eyes. Are you ready to go in?
Not go in. It's not so much. I hate my expressive face. I need to work on this. I worry not about your relationship, but setting your daughter up for disappointment if he goes and takes her and they have a wonderful time at something labeled a daddy-daughter dance, and then you guys don't work out for whatever reason. I'm worried about her poor little heart breaking all over again because now she knows she doesn't have her birth dad in the picture, and now the other man who stepped in to fill the role of dad at a dad event is also gone. But you're her mom. You do what's best for her, and I know you would make those choices. It's just as a mother, like, that's what went through my head, and I just worry.
Yeah, it's definitely something I've put a lot of thought into, and this is the first guy that she's met. Like, I took a long time off of dating when she was born, you know, I mean, it's been 8 years. Like, I haven't brought anyone around her. So I have a good feeling about this guy, but also I know this is pretty fast.
I feel like this is all about managing expectations here, right? Managing expectations with your daughter, managing expectations with him. Of course, as a mom, you want to fulfill your every child's wish if possible, especially one this sweet that she's, you know, hasn't had a dad in her life and she sees all of her friends going to these daddy-daughter dances, which are very popular. And I can see why she feels left out and she wants to participate, right? So I think if you set the expectation with him, you make the ask, but you acknowledge, hey, I want this. When I ask this, I want you to know I totally understand if this is out of your comfort zone, if this is too soon. It's a request my daughter made, so I want to do this on her behalf. And then I'd also set the expectation with your daughter when she goes, like, hey, just know this is mommy's new friend, and he's very happy to take you to the dance. Oof. And try, I don't know what that conversation is with your daughter, but
Mo, you want in on this?
Managing expectations, I think, is crucial for all parties involved.
I mean, yeah, I agree with everything that has been said. I do think that this ask is going to tell you a lot about where you and him are going, because I just feel like as a man, this is a question that you can ask a little too soon if he's not ready for that and if he's not in that position. And I don't know if that's going to make you look at him away, if he's not willing to step up and take that responsibility. But I do think that a guy will have to fully process this and make sure that he intends on being in your life and in her life for sure, like 100% before you step up and do something like that.
Abby, what do you want to add to that?
I don't know. I hate to be a little bit of a negative Nelly, but I feel like if it was the right situation to where you really do feel like he would be comfortable in this kind of situation, I don't feel like we would have to step in any way. I feel like if he was already kind of starting to step into that role of a father-ish figure, you would be like, oh, it's a no-brainer. I feel like coming through us tells me everything I need to know.
This one hits a little bit close to home for me here. Look, you have to decide when is an appropriate time to bring men into your life around your daughter. This one here makes a tremendous statement. 4 months in, for her to attend a daddy-daughter dance is a heavy emotional load and expectation to put on a young girl that doesn't understand adult relationships. So 4 months is just it's so soon. This sends a message that this dude is going to be around for a very long time.
But this is what you get when you are dating somebody with kids. Like, this is part of the package. Like, these are the things you do.
Yes, but I mean, how long?
Because I know somebody who got engaged after 4 months of dating. So it's not that it's just 4 months. It's like where Abby said this numerous times about their relationship. Some people's 4 months are very, very slow. Other people's 4 months, they're engaged.
Okay, give us a couple of minutes here, Kennedy. When we come back, we will start texting your boyfriend and seeing what his comfort level is with taking your daughter to a father-daughter dance. That's Texting Tutor next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're about to start Texting Tutor with Kennedy. We are going to be texting Kennedy's new boyfriend, 4 months, but they are very serious. Kennedy has a daughter that is 8 years old that has a father-daughter dance coming up. Dad's not in the picture anymore. So Kennedy is dating this really great guy and wants our help to text him to say, hey, how do you feel about taking my daughter to the dance? Very tricky.
Kristen does not want to touch this.
Listen, the dances and all that, I'm actually on board with her doing this. I really honestly am. I feel like if you're dating somebody with a child, you're not just dating them, you're dating the family.
We should enter this with humor at first. And I think you should hear me out. This is going to be off-putting, but I think it could go well.
You off-putting? Never.
Oh, I'm so palatable. What if you texted your boyfriend and said, how do you feel about being called daddy? Right? Right? His? What? What?
Right?
And then you go, just kidding, but my daughter would like you to take her to the daddy-daughter dance.
That's so wrong on so many levels. Incredibly wrong.
Yeah, right out the window.
It's such a trap.
Oh my God, it's so funny because he would like have like what as a response, and then you go in with the normal ask. So you've disarmed him.
Okay, cool. Let's give her another option too, and she can choose from those two.
Mm-hmm. That's probably a good idea. Listen, are you going to take advice from the woman who is not a fan of daddy-daughter dance? Which I'm sure I will be sending my child to one with her father in like a year.
All right, so how do you normally greet him first thing in the morning? That's where we should start, probably.
Morning, daddy.
Hi, puppy. Kennedy, how do you, when you text him, how do you acknowledge him?
Just by his name.
Okay. So, daddy. Hey, daddy. All right, here we go. Kennedy, let him, like, I don't even think we need to say his name. Just be like, good morning. I'm about to ask you something, and I want to make sure you don't feel obligated in any way.
Okay.
Or pressure. I think that's important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like pressure instead of obligated. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to feel any pressure to say yes, but if you are comfortable, would you be willing to take, insert your daughter's name, to an upcoming daddy-daughter dance? Now, we're not done, okay? We have to follow up with that in the same text. Don't hit send yet. I don't want to lay this guilt trip on him and be like, all of her friends go every year. She's always so left out, blah, blah, blah. I offered to take her, but she asked. Oh, that's still so much pressure.
What do you guys think?
I think if I were the guy in this situation, it is kind of putting a little bit of pressure on him. But I think I would receive it differently, and I don't know why, if we kind of presented it as a more casual ask and kind of mentioned that she mentioned you. Like, there's a daddy-daughter dance coming up.
Oh, I like
No pressure at all.
I like it.
But she did mention your name, and it made me wonder if you actually would entertain that.
Would that be something you'd be comfortable doing?
Something like that.
That's good.
I like that. Yeah. Scrap everything you have.
Yeah.
This is why we brainstorm everything before we hit send.
Okay.
So start from the beginning, Mo.
Oh, I hate when y'all do this.
I know, right? Hey, so-and-so has a dance coming up.
Right. And I am not trying to put any pressure on you whatsoever.
But she brought up your name.
But she did bring up your name, and it made me wonder if you would at all be open to the idea.
Should we throw in there that it's officially called a daddy-daughter dance somewhere in that text? Just to let them, like, put it out there immediately.
By the way, it's being dubbed a daddy-daughter dance.
Which is why I can't take her.
Yes. And my dad and brother live too far away to take her.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Meaning, like, it could be any man that takes her.
Yeah. I feel like if we keep adding on these reasons why, it's going to seem like I am pressuring you into taking her.
Okay. All right.
So what is Kennedy?
Where are we? Yeah. On the text?
So far, I just have, I'm going to leave my daughter's name out.
Of course.
Hey, at the dance coming up, and she mentioned maybe you taking her. I'm not sure where we were going from there.
Why can't we just put the daddy daughter in that part? Instead of saying she has a dance coming up, she has a daddy daughter dance coming up, and you can say something like, I don't know, shockingly or just whatever. She mentioned you taking her, and I can't take her, and thought, you know, I was wondering if you would actually entertain the idea of doing so. No pressure whatsoever.
It was wondering if you'd be comfortable doing that.
Comfortable. There you go.
Okay. Did I send it?
No, read it, please.
Hey, my daughter has a daddy-daughter dance coming up, and she mentioned maybe you taking her. I'm unable to take her and was wondering if you'd be comfortable going with her.
No pressure. Something about no pressure whatsoever should be in there.
Mm-hmm.
What about, hey, I know this may be too soon, so no pressure.
There you go.
So you give him out.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Hey.
Don't ask Mo to repeat that.
That's
hey,
it.
Hey, comma, I know this may be too soon, so no pressure, period. Blank has a daddy-daughter dance she wants to go to, and she mentioned you. Would that be something...
Comfortable. I like comfortable.
Yeah. Would that be something you'd be comfortable with?
Okay. So should I take out the I'm unable to take her
yeah,
part?
Yeah, take that part out. That's okay. It's kind of like... That's a given since it's a daddy-daughter dance.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Read it in its entirety.
Okay. Hey, I know this may be too soon, so no pressure. My daughter has a daddy-daughter dance coming up, and she mentioned maybe you taking her. I was wondering if you'd be comfortable going with her.
Perfect. Man, we got there. That was the hardest first sex I think we've ever sent.
Felt like there's a lot on the line there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send this.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
It's such a tight rope to walk there when you first start going out with somebody with kids, man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're trying to make decisions as adults for young kids, and they just interpret everything so differently, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just heard back, and he said, oh, wow, period. I don't know what to say, dot, dot, dot.
That's fair. I think that's a very fair response. Uh-huh.
And I will respond to that. I would just respond back, that's fair. Take the time, period.
Mm-hmm.
And let me know.
Yeah. Should we add, and seriously, no hard feelings either way.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
There are a few guys in the office that have wanted to go out with me that would be more than willing to take her.
I will respond back. That's totally fair, comma, take your time. And seriously,
no hard feelings.
No hard feelings either way.
Okay. Send that.
Yep.
Okay.
I think by playing it casual and breezy like this, you've taken the pressure and what could be awkward out of the situation, you know?
Right. He says, I don't need any time. I'm just so blown away. She really wants me to take her.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Mo nailed that.
That's the response.
Yep. This and astrological signs, pairing Listen, them with personalities are definitely your gift.
If he didn't add that piece of it, that was a no. But that piece of it to me... changes the whole thing.
Yes. No, read it. Read it again. Read it again.
He said, "I don't need any time. I'm just so blown away. She really wants me to take her."
Oh, that's
really sweet.
And you should write back. She doesn't really have many options.
Well, Grandpa and Uncle are out of town, so you were my last resort.
You're my only hope, Obi-Wan.
So is he saying yes, or is he just saying like? Because he hasn't said yes yet.
You can't say no after
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
Wait a minute. Read it again.
Okay, I don't need any time. Exclamation point. I'm just so blown away.
Okay, yeah.
Really?
Okay.
So that is a yes.
Bert, don't do that to
us. Okay.
Dang.
Should we, I might be overthinking it. Should we write something like, yep, 100% all her idea? So he knows that you're not planting seeds and manipulating.
You think so?
I just think you're right back. She'll be so excited.
She'll be thrilled.
There you go.
She'll be thrilled! Exclamation point.
And then you have to give him special favors tonight.
No, you do not.
Yes, you do.
Absolutely,
you do. Yes, you have to call him daddy right after the dance.
How's up, Zaddy? Should you let him tell her?
Ooh.
He could get her a little bouquet of flowers. Why am I buying into this?
I saw your face.
Buy a little bouquet of flowers and say,
he has turned you around.
What if, I don't want to add any more pressure to him. Would you like to ask her or would you like me to tell her?
There you go.
I like that.
She'll be thrilled, exclamation point. Would you like to ask her or would you like me to tell her, question mark?
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's so good.
And they do have like little bouquets and they get the dad or the father figure, like boutonnieres.
It's cute.
It is cute.
It's all cute until they break up.
And a cute cat.
I listen, two wolves live inside me. I think Rebecca tweeted that the other day. I can think it's super cute and also be really annoyed and find it problematic. Okay.
Two things can exist at the same time. Hey, any excuse to buy a dress? By the way, at Target the other day, boys' clothes suck. Girls' clothes rule.
You could always put Jimmy in some dresses. It is 2024.
Don't think I haven't thought about it.
Oh, okay. He said, please let me ask her. This is so great.
A special man that deserves special favors.
Stop it. That's not what this is about.
No, not for you.
Two things can be true.
Well played.
Yes,
well played.
Wait, you should. words right back down my throat.
Hey, this
Kennedy,
is great
we are
news.
So excited yeah. for you guys. All three of you, seriously.
I'm just so happy. Like, I felt like it was going in this direction, but I was so nervous because it's been so long for me, and I am very protective of my daughter. So this was like, I'm just so happy it turned out this way.
Girl, you are beaming through the phone right now. Like, it's precious.
It still looks like she's gonna cry.
It's so
your nose is getting that red thing where you right before you cry.
I think it's really sweet that he's willing to step up and do that for her.
Are you on your period this week?
I don't know. Something weird's going on.
It's the Rudolph Red Alert.
My God, I have the worst cry face. I'm really excited for you guys. Seriously.
Yeah, what a great guy you got here. I'm glad it all worked out.
Oh my gosh, you guys, thank you so much. I was so nervous to do this, and this was like the greatest news ever.
Ever.
That's so super sweet.
Well, I hope they have the best time. Mm-hmm. And if you want, this is not something for us to share. This is just selfishly. Send a picture.
Yeah.
Send a picture. Please send a picture of the two of them at the dance. It would be so cute.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, you guys. This is like the best day ever. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Kennedy, have a great day.
And congrats on getting a good guy.
I know, right?
Hashtag special
Though papers. It would have been totally fine if he said no.
Yeah, it would have been. You're right.
But it's awesome that he said yes.
Yep. We would have judged.
And special favors are not a requirement to do something nice for somebody.
It's not a requirement, but it is appreciated.
It's like a tip jar. Just the tip jar.
Not yet. Mandatory.
It's the Burt Show.
So let me ask you guys how you feel about sharing your location with your significant other. I know how Cassie feels about this. She and I have talked about this quite a bit.
If you were to ask me, I would say I don't like it. But if you were to ask me, I would say on a deeper level, I loathe it. I hate the idea that somebody is going to be tracking me at any point in the day. They can just look at my phone and see, oh, Abby's at Starbucks. I wonder what she's doing at Starbucks. It feels like low-grade stalking that I'm supposed to be okay with because we have a personal relationship. I don't like it.
So you're saying you don't like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a fan.
It actually gives me a sense of security.
Yeah?
So yeah, Bart and I have been sharing our locations for who knows how long. And, you know, just with driving in this city and if something were to happen and I couldn't get to my phone to call him or whatever, just from like an emergency standpoint, in all sincerity, I never check. I never see where he is. It would literally only be used in emergency cases. And 9 times out of 10, we'll just text each other and get like ETAs and stuff like that rather than looking at our location. Uh-huh. But yeah, and especially now throwing a kid into the mix of it as well. It's just, it's just another layer of security. And I have zero issue with it whatsoever. And it's not like I'm going to interesting places anyway.
not a fan of it at all.
No.
And being in a long distance relationship, it was a back and forth for quite some time about her trying to get me to do it, and eventually I buckled and was just like, whatever. But I really didn't understand why it was necessary. I hate it.
So you're still sharing your location with her?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like all
you don't look happy.
No, I'm not. I miss privacy in relationships. I mean, but it was to me, as much as I felt like I don't get why this has to be necessary, it also wasn't worth the argument. I'm like, if this is going to make you feel better for whatever reason it is, then fine. But yeah, I miss being able to be in a healthy relationship where you still got to have your own privacy in your own life.
That was part, like, mic drop. Mm-hmm. So I share it with my husband now because we have kids and I think he deserves to know at all times whenever he wants where his kids are. But if you feel safe like Kristen does and it makes you feel good, then go for it. But for me, I think it's so easy, and we've fallen into this trap in my relationship, to lose that privacy. Like, it caused fights. So I stopped at a coffee shop and my husband saw and he's like, why didn't you offer to get me anything? And I'm like, because I wanted to go get a coffee. Mm-hmm. And I get in these weird, like, repetitive habits.
Yeah.
So I went again the next day at the same time. And he's like, why did you go again? You've never been to this coffee shop before. Now you've been twice 2 days in a row. What's going on? And I'm like, literally nothing. I just wanted another coffee. And it just goes down this like rabbit hole of there's no privacy in relationships. I want to be my own private person and do things without having to explain to you all the time what I went to Target for. Sorry, I didn't ask you. I forgot to ask you if you needed anything, you know? And I think it just... It's like Pandora's box.
Yeah.
No, if Bart started asking those questions.
Yeah. That's an abuse of
He would get his access revoked.
Yeah, that's an abuse of it. I used to feel the same way you did. I just feel, I feel differently now, I think. I feel safe with myself and I feel safe in my relationship. I wouldn't have a problem with it anymore. Before, every other time, it would have been evasive. Doesn't feel that way to me now.
Well, you know, and it's interesting though. I feel safe in my relationship, but I think it's probably part of my upbringing, and I just really value that privacy. And growing up, I wasn't allowed to try and do things for myself. You know, like, even though I wanted to, I was told to do it a certain way, or I had to do it a certain way. And it was all coming from a place of love. So I think I just have it ingrained in me right now. Like, just leave me alone and let me live my life and do my own thing once in a while. And then you get kids and your life is not yours anymore. And it's like, I can't even go to the bathroom alone. All right. So just having my location off makes me feel like I'm somewhat in control.
I understand. All right. So the DM goes like this. It's from a dude. Bert, I know you're in a new relationship, so I could use your help here. Been dating a girl for almost a year now. I care about her so much. I really do love her. I fell in love hard. He writes, the thought of anything happening to her is the scariest thought I have. I want to ask her to share her location with me. I've never done this with any women before, but the thought of her getting into some kind of troubling situation, I have no idea where she is. It terrifies me. How do you think that she would react to this? How would it be received? And then he writes, actually, this might be a better question for the women of the Bert Show.
I mean, yeah, newly in a relationship. Because I would be fiercely independent.
Almost a year.
I mean, a year still isn't that long of a time. It's like a decade in before Bart and I started sharing our location.
It took y'all a while to care.
Yeah, I know, right? Bart is like, whatever happens to you, happens to you. Sorry about your luck. I mean, if he's sending this DM and he's saying it like this, I want to believe that that is his intent. But there are so many controlling people that try to manipulate that situation that I want to believe it's for good reasons. I want to believe it's for good reasons. But I listen to a lot of podcasts, and a podcast I'm listening to right now is like swaying me and like, don't do it, girl. Bad news, girl.
You can ask. I don't think there's literally anything offensive or bad about asking. And I think it's really sweet. The caveat is you have to respect what she says. If she says no, then that's the end of the story.
So,
no.
So it wouldn't be just the ask itself wouldn't be a sign that this is a controlling person.
Not if you added that the thought of something happening to you or getting in a troubling situation is in the back of my mind because I care about you. So are we willing to share your location with me? And I would find that very endearing, and I'd be like, no, but thank you for asking.
I think the smart thing to do would probably be to lean towards the ladies' opinions on this. But as a guy, I'm not doing it. I don't think you should do it. I feel like
like a collar for you.
Yeah. And I don't know if she would take it as insecurity as opposed to truly you just being concerned. And I feel like if a woman really wants you to have her location, she's going to give it to you. Like, she'll give it to you when she feels ready to.
And I think, too, just a quick add, you know, before I had pride. Now I don't have any. So
save that.
So and I used to be, I could take care of myself. I don't need a man to come rescue me. And I'm like, no, baby, come rescue me. If I get in trouble, like, I'm going to need you to come. Like, I know my strengths. I know my weaknesses. And so I know, therefore, it's probably smart for me to share my location with Bart in case something does go awry.
I have just never understood the safety argument for a location. Because, like, let's say I get kidnapped or whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like criminals are smart enough to know, someone's probably got her location. Let's chuck this thing into a ditch. Mm-hmm. And so by the time you've figured out that I'm missing or something's going on, like, I'm probably 10 miles away from that location. Mm-hmm. And my phone is all busted up. And if you are checking my phone enough to see my location constantly to be like, what is she doing? Where is she? Then to me, that's a problem that you need to handle in therapy. And it's not actually something that's really protecting my safety. It's just giving you peace of mind.
Every now and then, I think I could take care of myself. And then that every now and then, I run a boat into a dock.
Yeah.
And I realize I can't. Uh-huh. It's the Bert Show.
This is the Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
He cheated on her before. They're getting back together again, but her parents are insisting once a cheater, always a cheater. Don't go back with this guy. And she wants to prove them wrong. First jumping off point, do you guys believe that? Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Well, based off of the research that I've read, cheating can actually be genetic. So I, being the very I see things sometimes in black and white, I think if I found out the person I was cheating or I was dating had cheated, I think I 100% believe that they would do it again.
I don't think that. I think to the person that you cheat on, you will always be a cheater to them. But I do think that people can grow and evolve and learn and become better. It doesn't happen often, but I do think it happens.
I was of that mindset for quite some time. And then as I had people in my circle who had cheated or had been cheated on and then had been able to rehabilitate, for lack of a better word, I don't think that's the case anymore. Now, there was one couple I used as a prime example, and they got past it and got married and had kids, but they're getting a divorce.
Okay. I'm with Mo. I think we're constantly developing as people if you're a cheater before. You know, the bottom line for me is I think when the right person comes along, you don't want to risk it at any way, shape, or form. You respect them, you love them, and it's just in your past.
But there is two different scenarios we're talking about here. Like, yeah, I hopefully, like, 20-year-old you is different than 33-year-old you, and if you cheated then on that person, you're not going to cheat now. If we're talking about the same person from, like, a year or two ago,
how much growth can you do in a year?
How much growth can you do? And also, if you were willing to cheat on that person before, what makes you think you're not going to cheat on that same person again? So,
So here is Taylor. Hey, Taylor, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. All right. So yesterday we had you on and you were telling us, was it a year ago that you and this dude broke up because he was cheating?
So it was a year ago, but, you know, I feel like in this case, he suffered a consequence. Because we broke up for a year, and he was so upset during that year. I mean, I was upset too, but I feel like he felt something because he lost something. So I don't know. I feel like that made it different.
All right. So you ended up catching him cheating. How did you catch him, by the way?
Oh my God! The girl actually called me, and that it was terrible. She called me. She found his phone in his shoe. And so my number and they called me. I was really upset over it.
Oh,
but I mean, but now like time has passed. In that year, I dated someone else and he came back. And I don't know. He seems so sincere this time.
And your parents are just not believing it. And they're like in Kristen's camp, no. Like how much can a dude really change in 1 year, right?
That's what my mom is. My mom is, forget it. She doesn't believe him at all. That's why I was like, if I could show, you know, prove in some way by doing this. Maybe that'll help things.
Now, moms hold grudges like microphones. They don't let them go.
So you asked us yesterday to see if we can get to the bottom of this, see if he really is a changed man. And with that, I will pass it on to Kristen.
All right. So we did our To Catch a Cheater Instagram scam. There was a conversation that ensued. Taylor, it's a lengthy one. So instead of me reading both parts, Mo, I wanted to know if I could enlist you to play the part of Taylor's boyfriend.
I got you.
All right. So my friend reached out, and this is how their conversation on Instagram started. Her, post-workout selfie, always hot.
Mm.
Ha, thanks. I think, if you are being serious.
Totally being serious. But something tells me you know you're hot.
I may be a bit above average.
I'd say that is an understatement. You look like you are all alone. No workout partner?
Not today.
Too bad you are already done. I wouldn't mind joining you.
Oh, yeah? You think you could keep up?
All right, so at this point, right here, right there, it's over the line, right? Like he should have shut that down right there.
Absolutely.
Correct?
I mean, this is... It's Taylor's call.
Taylor, now at that point, yeah, the fact that he hasn't shut that down right there, does that matter to you? Do you feel like, hey, it's still a little vague?
I feel like I don't. I mean, I want to hope that maybe he's just being friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe he's trying to be polite. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. So there's something very spicy about, oh, yeah.
Yeah, we pass polite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You think you can keep up? Okay.
Okay. I think I should be asking you that.
I like a confident woman.
Okay. Now, how about there? Okay. Is that a line that's... Has he crossed it there?
I mean, I'm not happy.
Yeah, you shouldn't be.
Oh, my God. No.
Then she goes, then you love me.
Oh, really? Let's see just how confident. Your turn to show me a selfie.
All right, Taylor. At that point, is he over the line now? He's asking her for a selfie.
I don't like that. Right. Oh my God.
So my friend had like similar post-workout mirror selfie on her phone. So that's the one she sent to him.
Am I supposed to believe that you just took that? Coincidentally, doing the same thing I am?
You can believe anything you want. I just thought you might like to see how much we have in common.
Well, it's not exactly an even trade of a picture.
How so?
I'm wearing much less in my picture.
You're shirtless.
Exactly. I'm waiting.
And that's when my friend ended the convo and blocked him.
Oh, my God.
You might have tiptoed over the line a little there. Yeah, this dude.
Oh, my God. I'm waiting? So he's waiting for a topless picture. That's what this is saying. Like,
yeah,
what?
That's exactly what he's saying, Taylor. Like, there's no reading in between the lines there. He was waiting for her to send a topless photo.
I mean, literally last night we were out, and he was telling, like, he was telling me, you know, that things were, I'm just, like, floored right now.
Yeah.
It's better you know now before you go wasting your time even more.
Exactly. Yeah.
He sucks.
Oh, my God.
Your man sucks.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
I'm sorry, horrible. Taylor. I know you wanted to believe.
Oh my God.
I mean, I commend you for wanting to believe the best in people, but he's not a changed man.
Yeah, now you got a second problem, too, because you got to go to your parents and say you guys were right.
No, you don't.
Oh. You don't?
You don't. Absolutely not.
Just dump them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have to notice how it happened.
No. Nope.
Okay. So, I mean, with that, Taylor, I'm guessing this relationship is over, or are you thinking, what are you thinking?
No, it's definitely over. I mean, he's asking for a topless picture. I mean, literally last night we were just together. Literally, and he was just telling me that, you know, how much he's dedicated to me and all this stuff. And it's all BS. Like, all of it's a lie. I don't know. This is, like, so upsetting. I cannot believe this.
Yeah, Taylor, you deserve so much better. You got to dump this loser. You got to get out.
I think Kristen raised a pretty good point. I mean... You know, change takes time.
It does.
That's for sure. And if a guy comes back in a year, just a year, that seems like a short amount of time. Don't you agree?
Once a cheater, always a cheater, in my opinion.
Yeah. All right, Taylor, you got the info now.
Oh
so
God.
Like Mo said, at least
Thank you
can save
you
yourself some time. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's not a good day.
I'm sure. I hate when they thank us again. It feels like the cop giving you a ticket and he's driving off. You're like, thanks.
Well,
thanks for the ticket.
Me.
Thanks so much.
What are you
going to
say? F you. Bye.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a History Meets True Crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.